After September 11th, things really got weird because we did not have a fall. We had a spring. We did not have a fall. There wasn't a fall anywhere. And your quiet scares me a little. As if you fucking, you're like the rest of the country. Nobody noticed it. It was fucking warmer. It's the warmest fall ever. And that, there's no such thing as a warm fall. It's a spring. So that's bullshit. The leaves didn't even change color. They just got so hot and tired, they fell off the trees. And I was the only one who cared. They didn't even write about it. I was going, this is fucked. It's 75 at the end of November. By the middle of December, it's going to be 130. People coming home from work, the sun a foot from their goddamn heads. Sweating like pigs, going to the refrigerator to get something to drink, and the eggs are done. Nobody worried about the weather. People were worried because it was after September 11th, and people were worried about anthrax. Four people died. Four. Four! And the whole goddamn country was, son of a bitch! Everybody went nuts! I've never seen any. I was in Rolla, Missouri, because my life is a rich, full fucking waster. Because apparently, if you just say, come perform, I'm like a dancing monkey. And, so I went to Rolla, and if you're thinking of killing yourself, that's the town. Don't kill yourself here. It's a nice place. There's a lot of distraction. You won't even get around to it. But if you're really contemplating it, there's the place. There'll be no distractions. You'll just get there and go, fuck. It'll be no problem for you. But the good people of Rolla, Missouri were worried about getting anthrax. And I said, well, what the fuck are you? Are you nuts? What are you going to get it in a Kmart catalog, asshole? Either the Taliban isn't interested in killing you, you idiot. Look where you live. You're already dead. People were worried about anthrax. People were worried about smallpox. I don't worry about smallpox. I got a vaccine. I got a scar to prove it. Because back then, they didn't have the proper equipment. They used a Coke cap, and they scratched me. So if I get smallpox, I'm going to sue whoever it is you fucking sue when you get smallpox. But I am, because they took me out of class to get that vaccine. And if I'd been in that class, I wouldn't be doing this bullshit. It's where things went wrong. I got off track. People were worried about smallpox and anthrax. Meanwhile, we hadn't had a spring, a legitimate spring, in 50 fucking years. And now it was fall, and it was spring. And I kept screaming at people, look at the calendar, we're going backwards. We're going fucking backwards. I was afraid it might be environmental terrorism. Some Afghani in one of those mountains back there in a cave with aluminum foil on his head. Got a hold of a couple of black and white TVs, and he was fucking with us. It's not environmental terrorism, then it could have been. Well, it's obviously global warming. That's what it is. We're not going to deal with that either. 135 nations signed the Global Warming Treaty. We didn't. We wonder why the world thinks we're arrogant. 135 nations signed the treaty. We go, hey, go fuck yourselves. We don't give. Suck on our shit. Suck on our shit. You signed the treaty, asshole. You signed the fucking treaty. And then we do whatever we want, but pretend. Pretend you're interested. 135 nations. Nations that couldn't even read the treaty signed the treaty. Had to explain them to them. Burr, burr, sweaty, sweaty, signy, signy. We didn't sign it because George W. Bush Jr., our president, doesn't believe there's global warming because I guess he doesn't have any skin. Here's a man who was an idiot until September 11th, and now he's a genius. And in between, he reminded us he was an idiot just recently when he choked on a pretzel. You gotta be an idiot to choke on a pretzel. No one has ever choked on a pretzel. No one. You've never heard of it. No one's ever heard of it. You can get on the phone and call all the people you want. Have them call everybody you want. You won't find anybody who choked on a pretzel. And if they choked on a pretzel, they're smart enough not to tell anybody. You don't choke on a pretzel, you might get and it comes up. Only way you could have choked down a pretzel if he took one of those long ones and said, look, I'm a sword swallower. The Weather Channel won't even talk about global warming. They're a group, that's unbelievable. And they're down here, aren't they? We should just get in some cars and go kick ass. That's another thing, you guys. It's in your community. Stop them. Stop them. I'm serious. It's a worthless channel. There's no information. We're going through global warming. They're fucking not telling us nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Not even a special. Not even a, hey, you know, it's hot because, fuck. Make up something. Come up with an excuse, you dick. Son of a bitch. Worthless information. I'd rather watch a bowl of shit. I would. I would. And a steaming bowl of shit. It's gotta be. Otherwise, it looks fake. You wouldn't watch. You wouldn't. No, that's fake. Even a three-year-old go, fuck that, mommy. You know, it's the most watched cable channel in America. I'll repeat that. It is the most watched cable channel in America. They were worried about the terrorists immobilizing us, and a portion of our countrymen watch weather. Okay? You don't get any more immobile than that. Unless you're in a goddamn coma. That means you're saying, I'd go to the window, but it's too far. You want to know what the weather is, you go to the window, you open it up, and you stick your hand out. And if you want to know what the temperature is, you drive by a bank. I stopped watching the Weather Channel a year ago. I was going to Detroit, and they said it had been the upper 60s for the weekend. I packed accordingly. It snowed. So as I stood on the sidewalk in my shorts, looking up at the gray sky, snow pelting me in the face, I thought, wow, the fuckers weren't close. I don't think there should be a Weather Channel, just a bunch of chimpanzees with darts. You give them the darts and a dartboard, and they throw the darts. 8 and 9 is 17, 13 is 30, 11 is 41, and 6? Well, 6 is 47. Our chimp says it'll be 47. Then you go outside and it's 82, you go, well, what are you gonna do? The weatherman's a fucking chimp.